Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. The title of today's show is Balance, Health, Peace, and Joy. Why did I choose it that way? Well, let me just speak fresh from the heart, from the bottom of my heart, and tell you what's been going on and see if you get the gist of what I actually mean. Yesterday, my phone was ringing off the hook with numbers I did not recognize, or it said scam likely, and there was no message left. I'm so glad I did not jump to answer the phone, get injured while hurrying to answer it. My decision to remain calm was much better and safer. It was good for my health, or lack thereof. I'm having a little cold right now, which is the first for, you know, in a long time since I've become a certified health coach. I have not been really sick at all. But this time the bug's going around and everybody is sick, so I think it got me for a couple of days. Anyways, you can't get it over the phone or over the radio or over the computer, so don't worry about it. I'm not giving you anything you can't get rid of. So anyways, I decided to stay, you know, calm and stuff. And I go, wow, that was good for my health, physical and mental. And since I did not get injured because I remained calm, I had full circle health. I felt great. I felt amazing. What do you think? Does that work for you? To just kind of set priorities of what needs to be done and what doesn't. Answer phone calls that are important. Let the others go on voicemail. And return them within 24 to 48 hours if indeed it's worth returning. Otherwise, just delete. That's such an amazing way of setting us free and allowing us to have more joy and happiness instead of getting frustrated by answering a phone that was maybe not even intended for us. It might have been just a wrong number or something. So by not fussing about everything and just, I personally, when I have time, I look at the number. And if I want to answer it, I do. And if I have other things that I'm in the process of doing, I just decide there is no need for me to answer right now. So that's what I said right now. There is nothing that important that we have to drop anything or everything to answer the phone. When we have a precise, clear message, we can respond more accurately and in a timely manner, which is the 24 to 48 hours, I said. I think that's pretty timely. It doesn't have to be within an hour because sometimes you're at the doctor's office or the dentist or grocery shopping and you can't talk when there's that many people in line or whatever. So given it a 1 to 2 days, 24 to 48 hours is absolutely again, when you listen to it, you can listen to it once, twice, or three times, or how many times you need to, so you can actually answer in a very concise and clear manner and communicate to the best of your ability instead of just BSing around. So that's another one. And then when we are faced with a conversation that is unexpected, what happens to our brain, to our defense system? Are we balanced at that moment? Or do we get out of balance, out of sorts, out of whack a little bit by being surprised with something we did not expect? It's another good one that we have voicemail and we can listen to it and then think clearly and give an educated or make it an educated decision and help people out much better. So taking a little bit more time, remaining calm, listening to the message, and just then decide on what we have to say is much better. I find it quite interesting that it took me so many years to learn that. Time is crucial in making excellent decisions. With much reflecting upon my childhood and upbringing, I remember my dad always rushed to answer the phone. Well, in his defense, let me say, we did not have any answering machines at that time. So when a call was missed, that was it, unless the person felt really strongly about what they wanted to communicate and they called back. But we couldn't see who called. There was no, way that we could see who was calling. There was no answering machine. There was nothing like that. So I understand in his case and with his business, he wanted to make sure he could serve his customers best. In my case, it's a bit different because I actually do get to see the numbers. If I recognize them, great. If I don't recognize them, great again. And I'm empowered to do what's best for my health. I can only help anybody else or everybody that I want to help when I am happy and healthy and doing great. And that's why making those choices is actually quite important. So I have learned that in order for me to be balanced, I don't need to rush. I do not have to answer every phone call, even if it's one that I know who it is. What if I know that that person just, it's their time to vent because there's a regular schedule about when they need to vent. Usually takes more than 2 to 3 minutes. It takes 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes, up to an hour or longer. And if I don't have the time, I let them leave me a message because the message can only be so long and then it gets cut off. So I can listen to the beginning of the venting, kind of know where it's going, think about what I want to say before I return the call, and then make it like a 5-minute phone call instead of being hooked on it for over an hour. So those are all ways where we get empowered. And one of the people who actually helped me tremendously with that particular issue and allowed me to get empowered is Desiree Dubrow. She is actually the founder of An Empowered Woman, and she is totally amazing. And the more I think of what I've been learning with her seminars and stuff, the better I feel about myself. And the relatively small investment for the big benefits I'm reaping these days. So, yeah, that's one amazing person to do. There's many others, but she was definitely a key person in helping me turn my life around and not just be submissive and jump to everybody's whim and try to appease them and not take care of myself. She said, and many others do too, if you don't take care of yourself first and put yourself in the first place to be happy, healthy, and balanced, live with a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, you will never be able to do the best for yourself. And you can only help the others for as long as your energy is there. Once it's depleted, that's it. And it's going to take you a lot longer to replenish it again when you deplete your entire energy for everyone else. So by taking care of yourself first and give a little bit every day to somebody who needs it, you always get rejuvenated again. And that is absolutely wonderful. No need to rush, to be unsafe, to hasten, and to get hurt or frustrated. And I have actually been looking for some poems and things to read to you that can help to help us realign our lives, balance our lives. And one poem is called Haste Makes Waste. And it was written by Brenda Miller 11 years ago. And she wrote, "Hurry like a busy ant. Hurry, hurry, time flying away. Oh me, oh my, so much to do. Oh, so little time to do it in. Oh, where does time go? Oh, do not know. Only know it goes too fast when things need to get done. Now I slow down, pie in the air, take for a pie break. Does not pay to hurry, haste makes waste. Now I cannot find that book again. Maybe I just need to finish it. Try again tomorrow." This is a totally different style from any poems I've ever read. But when I listen very carefully to the words, I go, oh, wow, so true. There is another one that's called Fortunate, and it was written by Wendy Nippes. "Fortunate, I decided when I met you, and it happened pretty fast, that I want to keep this feeling, that I want to bliss to last. One might think that my decision reeks of ignorance and haste. They may judge my resolution or even claim I lack good taste. But such notions do not stir me. They are trivial at best. What's the use of contemplating? I feel fortunate and blessed. Come on, or common sense has found an alley. It has feelings. As a friend, this gives power to conviction. Doubt felt out of place and went. And I'm all the more courageous. I am set to take the dive. Hear me saying, yes, I'm shouting. I will be your wedded wife." That was Wendy Nippes. Which just reminds me of a couple of movies I've seen where haste made waste, where haste did not really help anything or anyone, and where peace and reflection and being calm helped turn everything around to a much better way of living, thinking, loving, and being there for one another. One movie is called Facing the Giants. The other one is Courageous. There is one called Fireproof, and the last one starts with C. And I can't remember it right now, which is okay. I might remember it for next week, and then I can put it in. It's just amazing on how we can actually make changes and be better for ourselves. I added a link there for you to have a little present that doesn't cost you anything. And it's called Brainy Quotes. And I'm just going to read a couple of them to you, so it will actually encourage you to go check out that link and find some others. And there's other things below that you can choose just to improve your life and make it a better one. And on the very top of that link, when I clicked on it, it said, "Unreasonable haste is the direct road to error." And it's written by Molière. Wow, didn't know. So one of the quotes says, "Life is short, and when we have never too much time for gladdening the hearts of those who are traveling the dark journey with us. Oh, be swift to love. Make haste to be kind." Henry Frederick Arnall. Okay. "Take time for all things. Great haste makes great waste." Benjamin Franklin. Therefore, let us not despair, but instead survey the position. Consider carefully the action we must take, and then address ourselves to our common task in a mood of sober resolution and quiet confidence, without haste and without pause. Arthur Henderson. Pardon me for just a second. Thank you. Wow. The years of the economic depression have been years of political reaction, and that is the economic crisis has generated a world peace crisis. Arthur Henderson. Another one. Wow, he's really well written. The nations must be organized internationally and induced to enter into partnership, subordinating in some measure national sovereignty to worldwide institutions and obligations. Again, Arthur Henderson. Yeah, he has a gazillion poems there, short but to the point and actually quite interesting. I know there's a lot of others, and then below there's so many other authors like Nigel Farage, David Cameron, Lane Duncan Smith, Diane Abbott, Neville Chamberlain, Boris Johnson, and many more. And you can just click on those and see what else there is, because when we read it, we usually find that so many things are much better for us. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I just saw one that I really liked. Let me see if I can find it again. Most men pursue pleasure with such breathless haste that they hurry past it. Soren Kierkegaard. Oh, Henry David Thoreau. Why should we be in such desperate haste to succeed and in such desperate enterprises? If a man does not keep pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. And Plato says, to suffer the penalty of too much haste, which is too little speed. So I could go on and on and on, because there are so many amazing poems there, just short ones, but definitely. Oh, Ralph Waldo Emerson, manners require time, and nothing is more vulgar than haste. Have you heard that one before? I didn't. And Horatio Nelson, let me alone. I have yet my legs and one arm. Tell the surgeon to make haste and his instruments. I know I must lose my right arm. So the sooner it's off, the better. That one does not sink in with me. So we have to be just a little bit more careful in what we read, me included. So there is one more. We have made mistakes in our haste to do all things for all people. We did not foresee the full consequences of our actions. And when people raised their voices, we didn't hear. But our deafness was only a temporary condition and not an irreversible condition. Barbara Jordan. So with this, I'm going to come to a closure here. I want you to enjoy the poems. Go read them. Choose what's best for you. If you want to print some out and frame them or whatnot, so you have good poems as reminders around your work or your home or wherever it is, kitchen. There's dangerous appliances in the kitchen, such as blenders and knives. And I know people who have cut off their fingers before. And so it's just better to be calm, collected, take our time, be balanced, happy and joyful, rather than haste and making waste. So having said this, I wish everybody best of health. If you need help with getting healthier, physical, mental, or financial health, you may contact me through my web, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com, or you can text me or voicemail me at 56-335-4956. And it's time for me to go rest my voice and my body a little bit so I feel much, much better next week. And in the meantime, I wish you a very happy, healthy week. Stay empowered. Contact me. Let me know what you like, where you would like to see improvement. If you want to be on my show, if you have anything to share that is happy or healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finance, it has to do with it, please let me know. I would love to feature you and help you out. That's what this is all about, reaching out to help each other out, and that's what I'm here for. Again, until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered, and slow down. Take care of yourself first and then of everybody else. Have a marvelous day.